Hello everyone, welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I am your host, Brandon Enyard, as always. Today on the show, we have Bryce Coffin. How's it going, Bryce?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It is a kind of overcast day here in Washington. You guys had pretty good weather, though, I would say, this past weekend for your game. But before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about yourself, Bryce.
What do you want to know?
How did you get into soccer? What was your earliest memories in soccer?
Earliest memories in soccer would be playing at recess. I remember I was really small. I was young, but I loved to get out there and run around. Back when I played, we had, like, sand outside. There wasn't really any grass at the elementary schools. And I just fell in love with the sport. None of my family ever played. I was, like, the first generation to ever play soccer because it wasn't really big around here. And I was a two-sport athlete. I played soccer and baseball, but when high school rolled around, I had to pick one, and I stuck with soccer. I've been playing longer than some of these kids on the team have been alive.
Oh, my God.
So I've just started, and I never stopped. It's what's kept me in shape. It's what makes me happy. It's what's most fun and enjoyable for me to do. So I'm still doing it.
Well, and I it's interesting because when you hear a lot of players talk about it too, you know, especially here locally and, you know, in Washington, you know, 2009, I mean, obviously there was a lot of love for the Sounders since they've been around since 74, but things really took off in 2009 when the Sounders joined the MLS. But, you know, for a lot of, you know, myself included, us older, you know, older than the college kids, let's put it that way.
Right.
We didn't have, you know, that on TV and such. So what do you, now when you started to play it, you know, yourself, was there inspiration you had on TV that you were watching? Were there certain teams you were into, or?
No, I didn't even have cable growing up, so I never got to watch, like, the highest level soccer. But I do remember one of the kids that worked for my mom, he was big into soccer. He was one of the biggest guys in Washington at the time. And I went to go watch one of his games, and I must have been, like, still elementary school, just a little kid. And he was playing kind of at the level that I'm playing at now with the Jets. And I can just remember, like, I did a report on him. I interviewed him. I learned as much as I could from him about soccer because I had to give a presentation. And that was kind of what really got me hooked, was watching this grown man go out and play against these other just incredible athletes and just in awe of their speed and their talent and their touch and everything that they did on the field, because I'd never really got to see anything like that before. And that was really cool to watch in person. And that's kind of what really just got me into soccer, was just watching semi-pro and professionals in person.
Well, it's so much fun to watch that too, because you get to, it's more intimate as well, because the crowds are not, you know, you don't have these giant stadiums. You get to really see what's going on, hear what the players are even talking about sometimes. So yeah, it really is exciting to watch that. I got to ask you, before we get into this past weekend's game, with the Jets, we actually just touched on that. We're usually with some of these semi-pro teams, especially in EPLY, it oftentimes is a, you know, off-season for college players, and they're playing in league. Everett has a little bit more disparity in age, which is kind of nice to see. What have you felt like, what has that brought to the team, having the more diversity when it comes to age groups?
Well, obviously, you have two totally different styles of play with the young kids and then the old vets. I'd like to think, hopefully, that the older generation has a lot more experience and can handle the pressure situations a little better than the young kids. And I hope that we can sort of inspire them to kind of be in the moment and not panic so much and just, like, feel the game out instead of feeling so rushed or so, like, under pressure. Because a lot of the pressure that we do feel is mostly the pressure we put on ourselves. It's not really from the other team being that good or from the other team, like, running at us full bore or whatever. It's kind of just like we're in our own heads. And my hope is that the older guys can show the young guys, like, look, just take a second and relax. Like, we can control the game. We're putting ourselves under more pressure than the other team. Just stop, think about it, concentrate on your touch, on your pass, on your run, on whatever you need to do to help the team. Focus on that and then get it done.
Well, it's been a winning, or at least an undefeated formula so far. So that's worked out well. We're going to talk a bit about this weekend's game here in a minute. But first, before we get to that, we're going to have a word for our sponsors. Jets fans, Blacktop Plus is a revolutionary kinesiology tape taking the sports world by storm. Change the way you warm up, perform, and recover with Blacktop Plus. Now, with added ingredients like menthol, capsaicin, and ginger, you can really feel the work on your joints and muscles. Order yours today at blacktopplus.com and use code JETS20, that's JETS20, to get 20% off and ensure a percentage of all profits go back to Everett Youth Soccer Programs. All right, I'm here with Bryce Coffin on the show. So now we're going to talk about this past weekend's game, play Kirkland FC. Once again, another win for Everett Jets FC here in the preseason. You scored one of the goals. Tell us a bit about your goal and also how you felt about the game in general.
So I think I'd only been on the field for a couple of minutes. Obviously, I was a second half sub. I play center back, so scoring is not my forte. But we had a corner, and Alex, the other center back, was going to stay, so I went up for it. And normally, like, I can't jump like I used to be able to, I'll be honest. So I was kind of making a dummy run through the six, just hoping to clear out some space. And I beat my guy really bad off the ball. And so I was like, well, I mean, I'm here. The service was perfect. I was right outside the six. It came straight at me. There was no obstruction in front of me. I just jumped and volleyed it in the net, and I was like, wow, that went picture perfect. I mean, you can't really draw it up any better than that.
That's great. No, that's totally great. And by the way, for anybody who wants to watch the games as well, I think most all of them so far have been streamed, and you can make sure you follow Everett Jets on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can watch these streams and see Bryce's goal. They even have the replays on there right now. So now, obviously, with a lot of these, with the preseason so far, I keep mentioning it, you know, undefeated. You guys have been doing great. Now, the preseason, though, a lot of the time is trying to figure out things. And sometimes, you know, you have that old adage, you know, you learn more from a loss than you do a win. With you guys not doing much in the way of losing at all, have you guys felt like, though, there's still been some good learning moments so far in the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, this last game, we actually just switched to 4-3-3. Instead of the, well, we were playing a 4-4-2, and we were feeling kind of disconnected from the central midfield to the forward. So we tried, this is the first game that we tried the 4-3-3, and in the first half, it looked kind of rough. We were still having the same issues of our central midfielders either getting caught forward on our offense or caught back when we had just won the ball. And so there was a huge disconnect between whoever was up top at the time, it was either Glenn or Yurt, whoever, kind of feeling isolated and not in a good way. But in the second half, when myself and Jordan Correa came in and Devin Mendiola, these are some of the older vets, we started linking up much more out of the back, and kind of using the channels a lot better. That's how we generated the corner. That's how we got the penalty. That's how we got the second goal as well, is the build-up out of the back through the wingers and the central middies to get up top was a lot cleaner. And I'm sure the guys in the first half have obviously gassed them a little more. But the second half, 4-3-3, looked really good. I felt like we had a lot of the possession. We created all of the opportunities. I don't think we even gave up a shot in the second half. But yeah, I mean, time you play together, especially with a team like this that I've never played with any of these guys other than Jordan before, outdoor. I played with a couple of them indoor in the Skyhawks, but outdoor is a whole different world. Oh, yeah. And getting to gel, especially with the young kids, and especially with a new formation. I don't think I've ever played a 4-3-3 before the Jets. But it's been fun. It's been a good learning experience. And obviously, the more we play it, the better it'll get, the crisper we'll look, and hopefully we'll stay undefeated.
Well, and a final question I guess I have. Well, actually, I have a couple more questions for you, but the first one about the game. We talked to Vasco before the season started. Haven't had a chance to talk to him during the preseason. What is his feelings about all this been? Is he pretty excited about everything? How's that all been going?
Obviously he's really excited to be coaching us. As far as formation goes, he didn't want to switch to the 4-3-3. I don't know if he's never really played it, or he just doesn't like the system, but a lot of the guys on the team we've just not been feeling great about the games that we've tied. The 4-4-2 had just been a little, I wouldn't say ineffective, but we just didn't feel like we were using our personnel to the best that we could. So we wanted to obviously try the 4-3-3 and see if it looked a little better. And in the first half, I would say that it didn't. But in the second half, I think we cleaned it up quite a bit, and it looked really good. But, yeah, Vasco's been pumped. I mean, every time he's like, all right, Tuesday, 8 o'clock, that's when we practice, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's like, who's coming? Who's going to be there? I need a head count. Because he likes to get prepared and have the thing set up for the amount of numbers that we're going to have. And yeah, he's been awesome.
That's great to hear. Yeah, and final question as we move toward the regular season here in a few weeks now. What are some of the EPLWA clubs that you are looking forward to facing in the regular season?
I actually don't know. I've never played in this league before. I don't know any of the teams. I think the Nido team, the team that we were up 3-0 when the game got canceled, I think they won the league or the Super Cup or something last year. So I'll definitely be looking forward to facing them again, because I came in on the second half and the game ended within like 10 minutes. So I didn't get to play against them very much. But that would be one team that I'm looking forward to play again. Hopefully we can have another good game.
Sounds good. Well, it should be a fun season to watch. Obviously, people getting hyped right now, seeing how well Everett's doing in the preseason. You guys have been putting on a great show. So, and the fans, as you can tell, every single game I've seen it, I hear it. The crowd's loving it. So even when you guys are on the road, they're loving it. So
it's really cool to hear them, especially when we have those home games, because it's kind of a feeling of normality. It's good to have people out and cheering, and it's been fun.
Absolutely. Well, Bryce, congratulations on the goal, and congratulations on the big win, 2-0 over, I believe it was 2-0, correct, over Kirkland FC. Yeah, and so congratulations on the win, and I look forward to more Everett Jets FC wins in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brendan.
All right, later, Bryce.